This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Tech Talk. In the last 3 months, a lot of Malaysian businesses have had to deal with unprecedented levels of tech disruption, resulting from an exponential increase in internet usage and changes in the way that we work and live. Most of us are now working in one way or another from home. On the infrastructure end, it has revealed gaps in data centers' business continuity planning. IT leaders have come to realize that the new normal will require more than just preparations designed for isolated short-term emergencies. And a lot of forward-thinking IT leaders now need to prepare for the next normal, whether it's an outbreak, a natural disaster, or social unrest that might potentially tip the equilibrium of the business. It's high time for leaders to invest their efforts in infrastructure future-proofing and enhance readiness for a full array of crises while being mindful of the costs. On the line with me right now, I have Xavier Sorrentaratas. He's the Regional Sales Director for Park Place Technology. They're a global leader of Discover, Monitor, Support, and Optimize, that's DMSO, services for data centers. And he is here to talk to me a little bit about this. Xavier, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. Obviously, things have changed an awful lot in the past few months, and IT technology, for the most part, in fact, for quite a while, has been one of those things that has been in the background. You know, it's something that you go into one of those icy cold rooms, you see servers, you see data centers, you see people running around, and most people don't understand what all is happening back there. But now, in the last few months, I would say that IT has become one of the biggest things that we need to be talking about right now. Particularly digitization is something that's on everybody's lips. What do you think now, then, are some of the challenges that are played or faced by companies in this time, in this pandemic, Xavier?
Now, what's happening in the industry now, especially when it comes to the management of IT infrastructure, is there's, you know, with this pandemic, there's a lot of travel restrictions going on.
Yeah.
And work from home policies is being a challenge for a lot of IT managers to that has more than one data center or any organization that has working location more than one place, especially like, for example, like banks. They have branches all over the states in Malaysia, and they need to keep, track of what's happening in all their places that they have presence in.
Sure.
So what they are looking at is how they can reduce time and complexity when disaster happen, and also and this is pretty much what is needed in a pandemic time like this.
Right.
So taking chaos and putting into an order. At the same time, what challenges that the CIO is facing is most of their CapEx investment has been freezed, and they're looking OpEx environment, operating expenses.
Sure.
And budget concerns in economically hard-hit industry led to spending freeze and cost control initiatives that continue to hamper IT investment.
Mm.
So these are some of the challenges that we foresee. And at the same time, without appropriate tools and strategies in place, monitoring and maintenance can prove problematic, and, delayed failure recovery can result in performance declines and the costly downtime, for their organization. Imagine you can't check your emails for 1 hour. What kind of impact that's going to cause
for sure
to an organization?
Mm. Do you think that there are some CIOs out there who said, look, we told you this was going to happen. We told you should have prepared.
Yeah, we didn't put in the perspective that, a pandemic situation is going to happen. But we need to realize that these kind of scenarios can happen. I mean, like, even if there is a pandemic or not. So they need to have a mechanism in place that they should know what's happening in their environment, and I mean, like, how they can make sure, you know, like, when a disaster happens, they should keep the I mean, like, the hardware up and running, without giving a lot of impact to their day-to-day business.
Right. I mean, it wasn't too long ago, and even before the pandemic hit, we were seeing issues here in Malaysia, for example. One of the airport, for example, there was an issue with the computer infrastructure there, and there were delays on flights and a whole bunch of other problems. What kind of things could have been put in place to prevent something like that from happening in the first place?
Well, if they have a good, I mean, like, mechanism in place, this kind of disaster can be avoided even before a disaster happens. Like, for example, we have a monitoring tool in place in park-based technology called ParkView, where it will indicate anything abnormal that happens in their environment. Like, for example, if you have a server hard disk that cause any degrade, it will indicate us anything abnormal, like, you know, like the hardware temperature goes up, it will also indicate us. So we need to have a mechanism in place to detect an issue before a problem actually happens. And at the same time, we also, I mean, like, need to have a good redundancy in place that if a failure happens, I mean, like, they have a plan in place that it will take over, you know, like, while they are fixing that issue. So this is what, I mean, like, a park-based technology been in industry for 3 decades now. And this is the kind of advice that we can give to our customer because this is the best we do.
I mean, like you said earlier on, right now, CEOs tend to be focusing on other things, whether or not it's their OPEX or whatever it is. You know, when they look at, when you try to speak to them about, you know, their infrastructure, their hardware infrastructure, for example, you know, how important do you make it to them that investing in good infrastructure and helping to future-proof, you know, their business, you know, how do you make that top of mind for them?
The thing is, Richard, how we do it is we try to highlight to them what is going to happen to your business if there's, I mean, like, I don't have this kind of mechanism in place and your business is down for a day.
Yeah.
What kind of impact is that going to bring to your organization? Now, I recently read an article, right? I mean, like, it pretty much not the cost of the hardware or not the cost of the infrastructure, I mean, like, to run the infrastructure in place, but it gives the understanding to the CFO, I mean, like, what is going to cause when a downtime happens. So the basic utilities like internet access, phone and email with all, you know, all this can obviously take a toll on the business when they're down. But even when these systems are up again, I mean, like, when the line of business application, like the cloud application or any system that, you know, needed to book revenue or perform services go down, trust me, the business can feel the impact.
For sure.
So, I mean, like, to the note that you mentioned earlier, I mean, like, we also the press that how much chaos, I mean, like, and also business impact that brought by the failure that happened in the airport.
This new industry category that's been highlighted to me through this pitch, DMSO, and you're saying it can help businesses manage data centers remotely, optimizes network performance with analytics, simplify the management of complex hybrid environments. Now, how does this differ from what people might regard as, you know, IoT, the Internet of Things?
Before I answer that question, right, let's understand how what is DMSO.
Please.
And how we come with DMSO. So DMSO stands for Discover, Monitor, Support, and Optimize. So we come up with this by like talking to our customer. We have about 17,000 customers across the globe, and in Malaysia alone, we are supporting about 260 plus customers, and more than 8,000 assets. And we are supporting for all the customers in all kind of industry. So that gives you an idea that our DMSO approach or works in regardless what industry you are.
Right.
So coming back to what DMSO is. Now, when we speak to the customers, right, what are the challenges that you are facing and how we can improve, the way that you are managing your data center environment.
Mm.
So the common question or the common challenges that we hear from our customer is they don't know what they have in their environment because some of these assets are added in the places like in another state or in another location where they're away from their headquarters. And at times, they don't even know that whether this hardware is up.
Yeah.
And they don't even track who's supporting the hardware. I'll give you an example, right? A few days back, we have a customer that logged a case to us. They were under the impression that we are Parkplace's managing their hardware. But actually, we found out that the hardware is still with the OEM.
Right.
So also, is their hardware is being optimized? Are they in optimal usage? So there were times that one of the customers that we were talking, they were saying that I'm looking to change my hard disk. A hardware is because it's not supporting our the environment anymore. Then we look at the hardware. And there are few space to put on more hard disks. So
right.
When we add the hard disk into the system, it works for them. Now they don't have to, instead of changing the hardware, now they just need to add a few more disks, which end of the day, it brings the cost saving for them.
It's a huge saving.
And now they can use the hardware for,
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, you are tuned in to Tech Talk here on Open for Business. My name is Rich Bradbury. On the phone line with Xavier Sorrenteratas. He is the Regional Sales Director for Parkplace Technologies, a global leader of Discover, Monitor, Support, and Optimize services for data centers. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes here on BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM. 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back to Tech Talk. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone line with Xavier Sorrenteratas. He's the Regional Sales Director for Parkplace Technologies. We're talking a little bit about how some forward-thinking IT leaders now need to prepare for the next normal, whatever that is, whether it's outbreaks, natural disasters, social unrest, that could potentially tip the equilibrium of their businesses. These clients that you're dealing with now, you're saying that there's a whole swath of different industries. Are there a particular set of industries that tend to look at your services more than other industries, for example?
Yeah, great question, Richard. So the companies that are looking specifically to our industry, that find that DMSO is being very, very helpful, and they have been using this for some time, is the companies that have a lot of locations across Malaysia, and for example, like banks, oil and gas,
right,
and telcos. All know that they have offices in almost every state. Like, for example, like banks, You know, like they have, even in one state, they have so many branch.
Yeah.
And all the branch, they have like servers, they have network equipment. And I mean, like they can't, it's very hard for them to keep track. You'd be surprised that, you know, like some of these organizations, big organizations, are still tracking their hardware using the manual Excel sheet. And where, you know, like they run the aisle of the data center and, you know, like type into their laptops, what is the hardware on which rack, and what is the, you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, yeah, and I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. So this is what, you know, like we can help, especially with like a Parkview monitoring tool. When a disaster happens, we know exactly where is the hardware, on which data center, which rack, and on top of that, if let's say in one storage, normally there'll be having multiple disks, right? You know, in exactly which slot the hard disk is, what is the part number, what is the model, and all these kind of things. Right? And what this will help the customer, and also on our end, we know what is the right part to spend, right part, right engineer with the right skill set to send in place. And to fix the issue as fast as we can.
Mm.
And with this kind of platform in place, we realize that, compared to the normal, whenever they have an issue, they log in a call, which take 8 points. Now it only goes to 2 points, where whenever the hard disk or whenever there's some error happen in their environment, instead of the customer call us, we will call the customer and look and tell the customer that, hey, look, there's something wrong with your hardware. Can we come and fix it?
Right. I mean, if I was to kind of simplify it for somebody who's listening at home, would it be fair to kind of compare it almost to a virus scanner almost that sits on your computer and it is constantly monitoring for files that are, you know, not supposed to be there, but a much more complicated version of that. Obviously, it's checking your hard drive. It's keeping track of that. It's keeping track of stuff like your graphics cards or whatever. And it does that in real time in the background. And if something is going wrong or if something is out of order slightly, it then lets your guys know that, hey, this is happening. On rack one, it's this hard drive, it's potentially failing, or it's potentially at the wrong temperature. These guys need to do something about it. Is that how it would work?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So what it does is it detects anything out of the norm that's happening to the system.
Mm.
So anything that's out of the norm, let's say the temperature goes up, the hard disk is something is ticking off or something like that. And what this will help is, if let's say something happens in the middle of the night, you know, like not every customer's environment, data centers, you know, like there'll be somebody that, walking down the aisle and checking what's going on, a failure is happening. So with this kind of a system in place, it will help the customer to predict before the failure is going to happen, and before a big disaster is going to happen.
How do you see the kind of future panning out for a lot of these companies who are involved in this? I mean, do you hope, and is it a wish that this kind of technology and this kind of monitoring software is taken up by a lot more people? I mean, if that's the case, what's the kind of cost benefit for smaller companies, perhaps?
I mean, like the SME is going to see the cost saving when it comes to, you know, like when they are stretching the life of the IT hardware. This is going to give a very good return on investment for the IT hardware. And before they even changing the hardware, they just need to look at from the perspective of how am I going to optimize the current performance of my hardware instead of changing the hardware. And also from the monitoring perspective, whenever in any environment, whenever a downtime is reduced, that's going to save a lot of cost for the company because this will, shorten the abnormality in the customer, in the environment of the customer of running the business. Anytime any abnormal situation happen in an organization, that's going to incur a revenue drop in their organization. This is, where the DMSO comes into the picture, where, we reduce the downtime. Mantra that we keep, within Park Place Technology is uptime all the time. So we will make sure that we keep evolving, keep talking to customer, understand their pain, and understand the environment, and come up with new solution that needed for the customer environment to, reduce the downtime and keep the uptime so that it will not bring a lot of impact to the customer's environment. This has always been Park Place Technology's passion, to help the customer.
Wonderful. Thank you very much for your time today, Xavier. This has been Tech Talk here on Enterprise on BFM 89.9, the business station, where I've been talking with Xavier Zorrentaratas. He is the Regional Sales Director for Park Place Technologies, a global leader of discover, monitor, support, and optimize services for data centers. We'll be right back after these messages. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.